Okay. You can look now. Oh, God, please don't laugh. Honestly, do you not think it's degrading enough that I'm wearing this maid outfit for you? Without you laughing at me? God. Yeah. You can pick your drawer up off the floor. Seriously. You're practically drooling. Ugh. How does it look then? Does it look ridiculous? Stupid? I know it was maid outfit day. And I know I lost a bet. But I have to say, someone with my demeanor should not be wearing this stupid outfit. Besides, it's not even my color. It's not even the right shape for me, and it barely fits. Ugh. Does the skirt have to be so short? Revealing? I mean, look, if I bend over like this, yep, you can see my entire pants. You can see everything. That's the point?
What do you mean that's the point?
Are you serious? You have to be kidding me. You're kidding, right? You want me to clean so I bend over and you can... Oh my God. Oh my God. I just didn't know my best friend was a pervert. Yeah, you. Are you some sort of degenerate? Is this your kink? God. Well, since I'm wearing this maid outfit, what do you want me to clean? I know it was part of the deal. I know. I know. Look, I'm taking it, okay? I'm taking the forfeit. So what do you want me to clean? Over there. What? You want me to dust? With a feather duster? Is it not enough for you that I've put on the dress, I've put on the hat, I've put on the stockings and the shoes? It's not enough, is it? Fine. Fine. I will pick up the feather duster and I'll dust. But if I catch you staring at my ass, I swear to God, friendship over. You hear me? Good. Ugh. Why is your house so dusty? Do you, like, never clean this place? You know, one of these days, you should be the maid. Why are you laughing like that? I'm serious. I think you'd make a good maid. You know? And then maybe you can bend over and I can sexually harass you next time, Jeez. You've got a lot of these little knickknacks up on the shelf. How long have you been collecting them? A while. God, you're such a nerd. How did I ever become friends with such a nerd? Honestly. I don't know how we end up in these situations. When I went out drinking with you last week, and we made this bet, I never thought you'd go through with it. What do you mean, why? Sweetie. Honey. I'm your best friend, so I feel like I can be honest with you about this, but you're not exactly the follow-through kind of person. Look, every time we've made a bet, you've never followed through with it. No, not once. I think it's probably because in this dynamic, I'm more of the decider and you're more of the follower along. Oh, no, that's not a bad thing. You know, every friendship needs somebody who's more of a director and someone who's more of a directee, and that's you. Okay, I didn't want to come out and say it, but I know you're a subby little bottom. Oh, why do you look so shocked like that? Come on, you must have known. What? Hold on. Hold on. Let me just finish dusting this one. Oh my god. Okay, wait, what did you say? Prove it. Oh, you don't need to do this. No, stop, stop, stop. We don't need to play this game, okay? We don't play, oh, I'm the dummiest, woohoo. Although, now that you see me in this maid dress, maybe it is giving you feelings of power. Why? Do you want to dominate me? Do you want to put me in my place like the little subby wobby maid I am? Ooh woo. You know, this outfit, for me, it's just a facade. It's all fantasy and make believe. For some people, they put on the maid outfit and it feels more like a part of them. For me, no, I'm far too dominant for that. You know, we've been friends for a long time, and I never thought the day would come when I'd have to prove to you that I am truly the dominant one in this relationship. I'm the top. What can I say? And maybe it wasn't explicitly laid out to you because I didn't feel like it needed to be. But even though you seem to think you could put me in my place by making me wear this stupid maid outfit from the bet that we made, it's truly you who should be wearing this outfit. Yeah. Yes. Don't look at me like that. You know, I should take it off right now, hand it to you, and you should clean the rest of this house. Just because I said so. You know, the fun thing about being the dominant friend in the relationship is when I say something, the words have weight and meaning behind them. They do. I could just snap my fingers and you do what I say. Mm-hmm. That's the way it's always been. How did it take you this long to realize that? Okay, so the bar we went to last week, I picked it. I chose your drink. Heck, I even offered the bet. It was all my idea. And you just went along with it. As you do every single time we hang out. I honestly can't believe you hadn't noticed this. Oh no, it's not. I'm not. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I think it's cute. What? I can't help it that I think it's cute. That you are a subby little mess who needs somebody to boss them around. I can't help it that you're like that. You're just hardwired that way, and that's okay. It's okay to be submissive, to be a little subby-wubby. That's okay. You're fine. You're fine. Dusting, fine. I'm getting back to dusting. But I swear to God, if I catch you staring, I'm gonna push you down to your knees, and I'm gonna make you wear the maid outfit and clean the rest of this. I mean, it's not like you don't need it. Look at this place. When was the last time you cleaned? Excuse me? That's a long time ago. No, that is a long time ago. You seriously need to do something about that. So hey, why don't I motivate you? I know you find me attractive in this outfit. Don't lie to me. I have eyes. I see the way you're staring. You're practically drooling over me. God. So how about I give you a little light encouragement? And I just tell you how good it's gonna feel when you finally do the cleaning for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I might be dressed like a maid, but deep down inside, you know that's not my place. It's yours. This is your house, and you need to clean it. Because I said so. And sure, I know you think I'm cute in this outfit. But it's probably shocking for you to realize that even in a subby position like this, I can be, oh, so domineering of you. Until you're just my little puppet. And I pull your strings and tell you what to do and where to go. And how to act. And if I said to clean this whole place from top to bottom with a smile on your face, you'd probably do it. Mm-hmm. And you'd happily obey. Because you're just like that. Submissive. So, here. Take my feather duster and you go clean. Go. Go. No more lip from you. Shh. No, that's enough. Look at me. Look into my eyes. You know I'm serious. I don't want to have to put my finger to your lips like this. But part of me thinks you actually enjoy this. Do you? If I moved my hand away, would you bite your lip in anticipation of what my next move is going to be? I bet you would. You have this hunger, this glint in your eyes. The little spark of fear mingled with curiosity. And I know maybe I'm pushing our friendship a little bit. I'm sure you don't mind. Do you? No. That's right, honey. You don't mind. I knew you wouldn't. In fact, I've been planning this for a long time. Yes. I planned along to turn the tables on you. See, I knew from the second we made this bet that you would put me in this maid outfit, look at me like some sort of subordinate or like servant for you, and you'd get a little rush of power to your head. And I knew if I nipped that in the bud as soon as possible, I could have you right where I want you, and here you are, party in my hands, feeling little submissive tingles and tingles trickling through your body. That's cute. So, are you going to behave now? Look at me. Are you going to behave now? Yes, you are. Good. Now go. Clean. And I'm just going to sit back here and watch. And while you're at it, go get me a cold drink, yeah? Thanks, bestie.